This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim Neal, I'm sorry, I'm going to sing the intro from now on.
This is great, you're shaking things up.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, it's no longer Halloween month.
I know. We can use AI to sweeten your vocals, much the way that the Beatles did
have that top of my list things to talk about this week. This new Beatles song.
The last Beatles song.
Oh, they told us that last time.
No, they didn't.
Well, it was implied.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's funny with this. I feel like they're promoting it as the last Beatles song. We've scraped the bottom of the barrel.
No,
we've taken some old audio tape that we had to apply technology that only exists today in order to make this.
But that, I mean, look, AI and all the AI boom is stupid.
Do you want to explain what it is if people don't know?
So the Beatles, they were...
No. People know who the Beatles are.
The Fab Four. The Fabulous Four, Tom.
Yeah, from... where were they from? London?
Yeah, I think London.
The Lovable Lads from London?
Yeah, that's what they were called.
I think was what they were known as. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have John. You have Paul. You have George.
Mm-hmm.
You have Ringo.
They made that movie about later on with Johnny Depp. Yeah.
All of them except for Paul and Ringo are dead now.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess half of them have passed.
Yeah, and that's not all. It's two.
But John Lennon, you've heard of him.
Yeah, John Leonard.
Yeah, after he left the Beatles, he went on a Lost Weekend. And then he came back from the Lost Weekend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He recorded a bunch of songs. He recorded some songs. Some of them were on an album.
Yeah.
And then John...
Not a Beatles album, though, right?
No, not a Beatles album. A John Lennon album. Or John and Yoko.
Yeah.
Tom, you and I disagree on this. Yoko got a bad rap.
I don't think she got a bad rap, but I think the blame was with John, not with her.
Okay.
Like, he was the one in the band.
I think
he was the one who
should
have set boundaries.
I think she gets a bad rap about her art as well and her music.
I mean, some of it's pretty bad.
Some of it is, but some of everybody's music is bad.
Yeah.
You got to put the good out with the bad. Neil Young said that. It's all part of a thing. It's all one song.
I mean, as somebody who's like not into art in the first place, I think it's bad, you know?
Yeah.
art has to be very good for me to be like, "Oh, look at that. That's pretty cool." Cuz then there's
and then you're like, "Hey, that's pretty cool. A naked lady." And this
boom. But then there's a very thin line between that's cool and that's gimmicky.
Right.
Because I feel like Banksy. I never got real into Banksy because I thought...
Hey, you got real into Banksy.
I didn't get real. We have a friend who got real into Banksy.
Chiseling graffiti off a wall just in case it was a Banksy.
No, I remember we have a mutual friend that got real into Banksy 5 years ago.
I wish I knew who you were talking about.
I'll tell you off air, but... Yeah. But I don't know. Banksy always struck me as college dorm freshman year politics.
Yeah, that's kind of cool though. That's what I'm into.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was into college. Yeah.
And
freshman year.
You know what? I think I do like Banksy because I was like, you know what? I do like the whole doing things under the cover of night and nobody knows until it appears.
Yeah.
Hey, let's hear for Banksy. I'm the world's greatest artist.
So John Legend went in and he sang all these songs in 1979,
right.
The year before he was tragically gunned down by Jared Leto in the park.
Who really let himself go from what
I know. He was very brave of him to do that. We are five layers deep right now. John Lennon recorded songs on like a cassette player that was like on top of his piano, like demo songs, like stems of songs, like song ideas.
Yeah.
And in the mid 90s, the three surviving lads from London
broke into his apartment and started rifling through all his shit.
You know what we'd like to do? Make a lot more money.
Yeah, you know what we don't have enough of is money.
Yeah, so they got together and they were like, let's do a whole thing about, like, we'll do stuff on ABC television.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that big special.
The Beatles anthology, and we'll talk and we'll do all this stuff, and then... we'll release companion albums.
Yeah, and box sets.
And each album will have a new song on it that we'll take from this John who passed away. Yoko gave us a cassette tape with three songs on it. So like it's just him playing piano and singing the songs. So they did this one song, Free as a Bird.
I heard that recently. I was like in a store and it was playing. I went, wow, because I was saying to myself, wait, I know this song. This is the Beatles. It's like, what? Oh, yeah, it's that song. I think that was the first time I had heard it since they played it on that show.
Yeah, that show, Tom, the Beatles anthology on A Beatles C.
you don't hear that song a lot.
No,
it didn't become. It's not bad, but it didn't become an instant hit.
It's got very obvious Jeff Lynne production on it.
Oh, I never thought
like
about
the
that.
The drums
but you're
are
right.
Like, oh, these are ELO drums. These aren't Beatles drums.
Yeah,
which is cool. Fine. Real Love, which I think might be
a
superior song.
Put some electric lights on my drums.
Is that Ringo? Real Love was the
London
other one.
Accent.
And what they did was they just took, it was 1994, I think. So they just played on top of this cassette.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we'll turn up the cassette real loud, I guess. And we'll play guitars and sing background vocals. Paul will put down the bass. Ringo will play the drums. And Jeff Lynne will make it sound like 1,000 drums playing on it.
Yeah.
And they came out pretty good.
And
I
now,
think.
Fellas, we're recording it to the same tape, so we only got one shot at this.
Exactly. And they did a great job.
Yeah.
You can hear a couple flubs, but hey, that's rock and roll for you.
Yeah.
There was a third song that, because like there were three companion albums to the thing, and the idea was having one on each. And so they started recording. George put down all his guitars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was wondering this new song if it had George on it.
Yeah, but George put down like rhythm guitar, and like they had a pact that was like, if just one of the surviving Beatles is not feeling like they could veto, one guy had complete veto power, and George, like they were working on this song Now and Then.
Yeah, he just didn't like it.
He was just like, this tape sounds like shit. The vocals, like, it was like a degraded tape at that point.
Yeah,
it was a 15 year old cassette tape. It was just recorded with like a cassette recorder on top of John Lennon's.
Not ideal, like, positioning. It's tiny little microphone built into it.
Yeah, with the built in microphone. He's like, this sounds like shit. Like, sorry, we can't put this can't be like the last thing that we.
Look, fellas, we got to draw the line somewhere. We can't charge $150 for this song.
George,
the
quiet one and the,
the quiet one you have to watch. That's what they called him.
Exactly.
He was the dark horse.
They made only like $1 billion instead of like $1.6 billion by doing that.
Well, I don't think people were really buying those because they heard Free Love on the radio and said, I got to own it.
Real Love.
Real Love. Free as a Bird.
Man, you're going to get fucking crucified on r/Beatles tomorrow.
It's probably r/TheBeatles.
No, I think it's Beatles.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes those subreddits, they're not what you think.
I'll always surprise you. So anyway, Mm-hmm. Fast forward 30 freaking years or 29 yeah. years, and Paul McCartney's like, oi, I'd like me some more money.
I'm all out of money. I don't know what
Tragically,
happened.
Tragically, Paul McCartney ran out of money.
Shit, like, I thought I'd be dead by now.
And then old Peter Jackson comes waltzing and he goes,
yeah.
Oi!
You will not pass.
He goes, I got some from down under. I've got technology from down under you need to hear about. Uh-huh. And he had some technology that he developed.
Yeah, from down under.
Yeah, from down under.
Uh-huh.
And where he was working on a separate thing that made Paul McCartney a lot of money.
Yeah, another Beatles
thing. The
Get
Back thing. Mm-hmm. The
Sessions.
The, yeah, whatever. Where he had demixing technology.
Yeah.
Where he could use artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. This is taking a long time to...
I know, for an episode about pumpkin spice latte. Tim, you better bring this all together.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. He came and he's like, hey, I can take mm-hmm. that John Lennon vocal while separate it from that warbly piano that he was playing.
Yeah.
And we can use AI to like...
separate it out.
To separate it and then also like strengthen up that vocal to like... because mm-hmm. it's from a degraded tape. It will make yeah. it sound like we'll fill it in with... Mm-hmm.
We'll train it on other tracks of him so we'll know what his voice yeah. sounds like, I assume.
Yeah, and... so it's crystal clear vocal mm-hmm. track. They got George's tracks from the 1994.
Sessions.
Yeah. Four. And then you bring Ringo in again. I guess they were just like, let's tone down the drums a little bit. Let's mm-hmm. not call Jeff Lynne on this, which yeah. I like Jeff Lynne, but like, is he the best choice for them? No. They have Giles Martin, Steve Martin's son.
Right. Okay. I didn't know he was, I got into music, but that's
yeah.
neat.
And then, he mostly does banjo stuff, but he,
right.
Yeah.
Of course. That's what he was brought up
Paul
on.
Paul plays some bass. They put some strings on. They take some harmonies from other songs, utilizing mm-hmm. the technology that they did from the Cirque du Soleil Love album,
oh,
whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And they mishmash it and they put out a like mediocre song today. It was okay.
I didn't get through the whole thing.
Paul does mm-hmm. a guitar solo.
Yeah.
A slide guitar solo in the vein of George
oh.
as a tribute to George, which leads me to believe mm-hmm. that like all we're hearing is like George strumming open acoustic
yeah.
guitar. Like that's the only thing that survived the 1994 sessions. Like nothing with George Harrison's character
yeah.
made it through. So
I mean,
John
I
was
could,
like, all right, we better put a slide guitar solo on it so people think it's George.
Yeah, I could definitely see him immediately hearing the tape and going, no, this is unusable. And then being convinced, like, just do one take and we'll see
yeah.
what happens. He did one take and was like, no, it's garbage.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, we'll move on. And
we'll wait for you to
put
die.
That tape in the vault for later. Once he's dead, we can make money
he
off of it.
He looks sickly. We don't have to wait him out for that long.
And
the guy, you know that movie, The Frighteners, that just came out? That guy... he'll come along in a few years and he'll figure it all out
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
Meet the Feebles. Yeah, he did also do that movie.
Yeah, when it's just Paul and Ringo, they'll sign off on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. If Paul goes before Ringo, I expect all hell to break loose.
No.
You think Ringo's more protective?
Hey, Ringo is peace and love.
I'm not saying he's going to start
Paul.
He's not going to start a war with it.
Dollars and cents.
Mm, yeah.
Dollars and cents.
Yeah.
Pounds and pence.
Yeah. And I don't. I mean.
I like Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Paul has to have veto power over Ringo, right?
I think Ringo. Did you watch Get Back?
No.
Ringo is just like, I'm just happy to be here.
Exactly. So that's why I think just whatever Paul says.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I won't sign any more autographs. Please stop sending peace and love.
Tim referencing a social media post that Ringo Starr made out of 3 or 4 years ago.
15 years ago, I think.
Anyway, if it wasn't obvious by now, this week we're talking about pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, baby.
The unsung Spice Girl.
Mm.
I started watching that Beckham show. That Beckham documentary.
Hey, I think if President Trump joined the Spice Girls,
yeah,
you know what they'd call him? Pumpkin Spice.
Tim.
on account of the orange skin.
As always, biting social commentary from Tim.
Wow. Trenchant analysis.
Yeah. Yeah, I started watching that. You know, there's that Beckham documentary.
Yeah, Bend It Like Beckham. It's not Bend It Like Beckham.
Bend It Like Beckham in it.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
She was in some medieval movie.
A Knight's Tale.
Yeah, and I was like, that will help me remember her name for the rest of my life.
Was she in A Knight's Tale?
Maybe. I don't know. She was in something like that.
Keith Ledger was in that movie.
Yeah. And hasn't helped you remember his name. But anyway, I started watching this Beckham documentary. It's pretty good. You know who made it? Hugo from Succession.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You mean...
the guy from The Short Circuit as
What
well.
Is his name?
Yeah, I forget what his name is.
He's my
is.
Neighbor. He lives across the street
what?
From
He
me.
Lives across the street yeah. from you.
He's got a real fancy BMW SUV.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Mr. Save the Dolphins drives a BMW.
I don't want to say anything, but he jumped the light the other day.
Whoa. All right.
And
wow.
I was like, hey, man, not cool. A lot of kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, this isn't a...
I didn't know he made that Beckham
TV show. Yeah, he made that Beckham. Because like he's not in it, but occasionally he's in it. You know, occasionally they use a shot from like when they're setting up because somebody says something mildly interesting. So they use that take and yeah. you see him and
he's,
you hear his voice. Sometimes.
He's an Oscar winner.
Yeah. Oscar winning documentary. Actually, I do think he has like a pretty cool career. Like, yeah. I think that's awesome to be like a supporting character on one of the like most critically acclaimed shows on TV, and then you're also making, I'm sure that he made bank for this. That's where that BMW SUV came from.
I mean, he was also a legitimate star in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah,
he,
absolutely.
I don't think he was married to, but like was a longtime partner of Michelle Pfeiffer.
What? Really?
When she was like at her, like when she was Hollywood's It Girl.
Yeah. Huh.
Not big enough of a star that either one of us can pull his name.
I know. I'm looking it up right now. Fisher Stevens.
Fisher Stevens.
Yeah. I knew he had a funny first name.
Yeah.
Guy named Fisher doing a documentary about a dolphins. Makes you think. Makes you think. Are dolphins fish?
So anyway, you're watching that Beckham.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good. They have like a lot of stuff about the Spice Girls. And boy, they were big.
Yeah. I saw the viral clip of Posh Spice claiming that she grew up poor.
Yeah.
And David Beckham just
what
like,
what car
kneeling.
Did your father have? Just what car was it? It was a Rolls Royce. And then he's just like, that's it. And walks out.
I'm sure it's a very healthy marriage they have.
Actually, like watching this, it seems
or
like.
Or were they taking the piss and he was taking the piss?
Yeah, he's taking the piss, Tim. Yeah. Watching this, it definitely struck me as.
I like taking the piss. Nobody ever understands that I'm just taking the piss.
Right. Sometimes I leave a piss.
They think I'm pissing. Right. I'm taking a piss. Taking the piss. Not. They think I'm taking a piss.
But you're taking the piss.
Them.
Yeah.
I'm taking the piss out of them.
Yeah, I think they do have a decent relationship. They both seem like the same type of maniac, you know?
Yeah.
That I think it works for them.
I wish when maniacs got together, they realized that, like, hey, we're both the same type of maniac and we'll go away now.
Right, instead they go, now we can make a show about us.
Yeah.
And
Tom will watch it.
So anyway, that's about the Spice Girls.
The guy from Short Circuit will broadcast our lives to the world.
Do you think maybe David Beckham misunderstood? He's like, so you're telling me that Johnny Five wants to make a proper documentary about us? Yes, of course. Bring him in.
I'm sure. And I'm sure he's very disappointed, but then like was easily talked into it.
Yeah, you know, it's like the disappointment. Then he realizes like, oh boy, that makes
Johnny
me
Five's
look so
friend.
Stupid,
yeah.
So I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe if I say something now, Johnny Five's friend won't bring him, you know, maybe brings him later on. Johnny Five's alive.
Do you think Fisher Stevens has like some kind of
robot?
Short circuit memorabilia?
Oh, I'm sure. I was going to say, do you think he has like a Roomba that he's named Johnny 5 and Johnny 6?
Do you think that's a period of his life that he would like to forget?
No, I think it's probably just mostly forgotten. So that I bet it like so infrequently comes up, you know?
Right.
In his day-to-day life. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his experience was like making that movie, Tim. Anyway, we're talking about pumpkin spice this week. Tim, do you like pumpkin spice?
1989 to 1992, actors Michelle Pfeiffer and Fisher Stevens maintained a bi-coastal relationship.
Wow. Yeah, because that was like, what, maybe Batman Returns?
Yeah, 92? Batman Returns. Yeah. That was Hell Here she was making the sign into.
And yeah, she was very pretty during that movie.
I didn't notice. pumpkin spice.
Yeah. How do you feel about pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice, also known as pumpkin pie spice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I have complicated feelings about it. I think people have stopped going overboard on it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was looking it up.
This took a very serious turn.
Yeah. Well, Tim, enough fucking around, you know? It's taking us 20 minutes to get to the topic. We got to be serious from now on. It's credited to Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
Right. I mean, pumpkin pie spice has been around for a very long time.
Yeah, though. But I do think it makes sense to credit Starbucks as what blew up the idea.
Making it into a meme.
Yeah, and making it into, you can bring that flavor to anything. And people will like it. People went crazy for the pumpkin spice lattes because they were... Well, it's also, and maybe we'll talk about this later, like a seasonal thing.
Right.
But yeah, Starbucks really nailed it and people loved it. People started going for years after 2003, crazy every fall. Oh, pumpkin spice latte is coming back.
Right.
Then I think, I want to say maybe it was like pumpkin beer was... the other like popular thing that started not too long after.
Right. Well, that's just because like that's, hey, you're gonna recognize what you know.
And I know beer is what
you
you're
know
saying.
Beer.
We're drinking pumpkin beers, Sam. We're drinking pumpkin beers from Montauk.
It says pumpkin ale and there's an asterisk.
Yeah. And it probably says no pumpkins.
And it says brewed with spices.
Yeah.
Now Tom, now this is the thing. This is the thing that gets my goat about pumpkin spice lattes and everything.
That there's no pumpkin in it.
It's not that.
Okay.
The reason it's called pumpkin spice, it comes from like pumpkin pie spice.
Yes.
So it's a spice
it's the
blend.
Spices you put in pumpkin
that
pie.
Traditionally go in a pumpkin pie. So it's cinnamon. Mm-hmm. It's always like mostly cinnamon.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
Clove.
Yeah.
Which like... Look, clove I smoke
cigarettes.
Cloves. Yeah.
Right.
And then like ginger or cardamom or allspice, like some kind of mixture of those. And then like everybody thinks they're so goddamn clever being like, there's no pumpkin in pumpkin. Yeah, no, there's no pumpkin in pumpkin because it's pumpkin pie spice. It's spice for pumpkin pies.
Yeah.
And pumpkin pies are a delicious fall treat. If you don't like pumpkin pies, you're lying. Look, I'm not one of these guys where it's like... people only pretend to like things, but I think people only pretend to dislike pumpkin pie because they think it makes them sound interesting because it's unequivocally good.
Tim, I do not like pumpkin pie.
Oh, wow. How interesting, Tom.
No, and I don't.
Oh, God. What an unusual opinion you have, Tom.
I don't
Tom.
Think it's interesting oh, that wow. I don't like it. I was going to say, I think if anything, more people don't like it than do like it.
Yeah, because everybody thinks they're so goddamn
cool
these
days. No, I don't
cool
think it's that.
Days.
I think, Tim.
Oh, I book the trends.
No, I don't
you're
think.
You're walking around going, I'm alt-right.
Yeah, I'm not like the regular right like you, Tim. I'm alt right. No, I like pumpkin spice. I get it.
So what's not to like about pumpkin
pie? I don't
pie?
Like pumpkin. It's disgusting.
There's no pumpkin in pumpkin pie.
There is pumpkin in pumpkin pie.
What?
There's not pumpkin in pumpkin pie?
There's pumpkin to pumpkin. Yeah, of
course there's pumpkin.
Guess what? It's mostly Jesus pumpkin, Christ, to be honest.
You almost had me going there. I thought maybe I do like pumpkin pie. Maybe I am lying to make myself seem interesting.
Let me ask you this. Do you like sweet potato pie?
No. Okay. I like sweet potato fries. That's about it.
I understand there are like cultural things and like regional things about sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato fries, I most often have them at home and literally just cutting up a sweet potato, putting some olive oil and salt and pepper and putting it in the oven.
So you don't like a baked sweet potato? Even though it's
I guess the same exact goddamn thing. No, I don't. But I just want to make it clear I don't need it to be deep fried yeah, okay. to like it.
Well, hey, that's very wow, look at the big adult here. It doesn't need something to be deep fried.
No, but I'm saying that I think that that's a weird thing about me, that that's the only way I like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potatoes are good. But like, I understand there's cultural, regional, but like people who are like sweet potato pie is amazing. Pumpkin pie is trash. It's like,
yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
I mean, they're close enough that like you can be like, I prefer sweet potato pie because like there's like a little bit more texture or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like they're close enough to be like pumpkin pie is trash. It's just like, well, no, they're too close.
Well, do you think that that is because they're so close that people who like sweet potato pie, when they eat...
It's like in the uncanny valley?
Yeah, it's just off a little bit, and you go, ah, yeah, I don't like this. This is too close to the thing that I really like.
Yeah, and I guess pumpkin pie sometimes can be like a little bit more like gelatinous for some reason. Yeah, yeah. All right, you know what? I retract my statement.
Pumpkin pie is gross.
No. If you don't like it. If you love sweet potato pie and hate pumpkin
pie. Wait, so I'm still not allowed to just say I don't like pumpkin pie, though? No. I have to like sweet potato pie in order to say I don't like pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. I guess I like pumpkin beer. I think I like pumpkin beer more than I admit to myself.
Okay. The question is,
because I think it is such a like I know of people that go crazy every year when it comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
The same person that really got into Banksy, which don't forget to tell me about.
completely different person, Tim. I know of multiple people. I know a few now. I met a new guy last week. So not to say that that's who.
Where
you
are
know,
you meeting
this
these
is.
Pumpkin ale guys?
It's somebody I used to work with that went wild for bump and would like stock it up.
Wow.
And I always thought, yeah, it's good. And I also always thought like, well, it depends, like any beer, it depends on who makes it, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to like certain types and not all pumpkin beer tastes the same, you know, just like
it
not
kinda,
all.
Like it all kind of tastes a little like barf, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But like not in a bad way.
What is Tim,
I know, Tom. I know it sounds bad, but facts are facts.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Like, I'm tasting the taste in my mouth right now, and I'm thinking, yeah, it does,
but like,
barfy.
it's not traditionally pleasant, but it's not necessarily unpleasant.
You have to put it into context.
Barf is natural too. Yeah. We got to remember that when we're talking about.
Like, do you ever think you're like, oh boy, I smell some delicious onion rings being baked right now, but then it turns out it's just somebody's body odor. And then the context switch makes you want to puke.
I would say it's not necessarily I smell delicious onion rings. It's more of like, is somebody frying onion rings?
Tim, are you ever like at a concert, just like, you know, real deep in the general admission standing room only, and you think, oh, somebody's frying up some delicious onion rings. But then you're shocked to find out it's the man next to you holding his arms up and waving them like he doesn't care.
Yeah. What concert are you going to where people are raising and putting their arms in their air?
In the air?
Well, in all of our shared air.
And
waving them as if they just don't care.
And they also have bad body odor.
Yeah. Is that the Bloodhound Gang?
Tim, I have a history with the Bloodhound Gang.
I know you do.
The last concert I went to is a friend of the show, Jeff Rosenstock.
Was
concert.
There a smelly guy there?
There was a real drunk guy next to me for a lot of the show, and I didn't love that. And he smelled of like booze, you know?
Yeah.
But not onion.
Probably because he drank a lot of booze.
Yeah. It smelled...
I'm no detective. I'm no Lieutenant Columbo over here.
Yeah. Well, based on the fact that he smelled a lot like booze and acted a lot like he had drank a bunch of booze, it's a reasonable assumption to come to. But
that guy was in the VIP section with me.
Yeah. Yeah. He snuck in there. He didn't sneak in there. He just asked, and the guy went, "All right."
Oh, really? Because the thing that annoyed me, I was in the VIP section. That annoyed me because you were a VIP section with Jason. You were trying to pretend like you were in the VIP section,
right?
And that guy kept like coming and going,
yeah,
just to like be like to flaunt his VIP status.
And he wasn't a VIP. I saw them ask, and I thought because I was like, it made me feel a little bit better that two really drunk people came in the VIP section. And I was hoping they were like ruining your time in there.
Yeah.
But
I was just trying to enjoy our mutual friend Jeff's show.
And I was bitter that Jeff didn't put me on the guest list, even though he didn't know I was coming.
Yeah, you were bitter about that. And I remember you saying, like, I hope the venue takes a huge cut of his merchandise.
Yeah, they should take all the merchandise. He owes them.
Yeah.
But the guy I saw, it was, you know, presumably a boyfriend and girlfriend or a husband and wife. They went up and asked, like, can we go in the VIP section? And the guy went like, yeah, all right. And they went in and I thought, well, why is a guy there? These are the last two. This is what the VIP is supposed to protect you from. This is the literal riffraff.
Maybe it was a honeypot.
What do you mean? For them?
For the security guard.
Like, it didn't seem like it.
Let's lure the drunkards in here. Uh-huh. And then at one
see
point,
how
we,
he reacts?
We swarm.
Who swarms?
The security.
Swarms the people.
The drunk people.
Drunks? Why?
And they go, you're not supposed to be in here. And then they kick him out of the whole venue.
Yeah, they didn't do that. And they could just kick you out of the whole venue regardless.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. I saw somebody arguing last night outside a bar, arguing to like be let in because it was his birthday. And I thought, has anybody ever argued their way into a bar?
No.
Once you've already pissed off the bouncer?
I don't like when in social situations people try to like out logic or like just like
argue somebody into. It never works.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it works if you get the person to the point where they go like, ah, you know what? I'm not paid enough for this shit. Go ahead. Do whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, keep that in mind. You can wear people down.
Yeah. It's how I got where I am.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pumpkin spice, Tom. Mm-hmm. Let's get back on track.
Yes.
You've derailed us enough.
You talked about what the spices actually are. You gave away the secret.
Yeah, I don't... Tom, do you really understand spices?
No, and especially I was going to point out, there's a spice called allspice?
Tom,
what are you, nuts?
Yeah. You want to know what? Okay.
Why isn't that just... the spice, then? Why isn't that what we use for everything?
Tom, you want to know what... You know, I don't know
what...
Does
it mean all... It has all the spices, or it's a spice for everything?
I did some research,
okay,
Tom.
Great.
So pumpkin pie spice. There's a lot of different recipes for it.
But it's
the common
like
denominators...
Cinnamon and nutmeg.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
Yeah, because I've always heard, you know, that's the criticism of... people that are real into pumpkin spice stuff, that other people go, it's just cinnamon and nutmeg. That's right. What you like. Mostly nutmeg, I think, even is kind of the like most forward taste.
Yeah. So cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about spices is like, who started doing this? Who started doing spices? Cinnamon.
Who started doing spices?
Is a spice obtained from the inner bark of several tree species from the genus Cinnamomum.
Oh, no, wow. No.
Cinnamomum.
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 Okay.
But like they took the inner bark of a tree,
mm-hmm, and, so
and then ground it up, and it's like, let's put it in fucking pie.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Yeah, that happens. I feel like there's a lot of foods where you think, like who even something like coffee, who figured out, well, if you take these beans and you roast them and then you grind them up and then you make it super hot water.
I guess you just, at some point, they just tried everything.
Yeah.
They didn't have smartphones.
Right. They didn't even have dumb phones at that point. I don't know when spices were invented. It might have been after cell phones were around. And there are certain things, like I was reading one time about... what the hell is it called? Not mead. Maybe it was mead. Just like how mead is made.
How anything is made.
And it's just like, oh, it's like water, honey, and, you know, yeast.
And you just leave it for
a while. And you just leave it for a while.
That to me makes sense.
It makes sense. And they also think, yeah, this can happen in nature. And it's very likely that human beings came across this somehow. And then, you know, reverse engineered, oh, that's what happened. Let's try that. And then they figured out how to make alcohol, and the rest is history.
I can't imagine, like, so human history must have had a lot of guys like us that, like, contributed nothing to the development of the species or understanding
of trying
anything.
To get the bark out of the middle of, and we're going, what are you doing? Oh, you're going to eat that? Were you crazy? That's disgusting.
But then, like, before that, it was just like, what are you rubbing those two sticks together for so long?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think's going to happen, man?
When they always say that about, because I remember in our school, actually, I wonder if that, I feel like maybe that was one of the few good things about, like, our schooling in Long Island, that they did seem to teach us a decent amount about the Native American tribes that lived on Long Island. And
also in a way, like, without, like, it was like, this is how they lived. Anyway, like, there was like everything post
wiping them out.
No, anything pre-wiping them out. Like, There was a big missing history of, like,
okay,
there was this tribe here.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Yeah. It was mostly, yeah, like, I guess somewhat recent stuff. I forget where the hell I was going with that, though.
Okay. Nutmeg.
Oh, they used to tell us about how, you know, the Native American tribes, like, oh, they would watch what animals ate to learn, you know, what people could eat. It's like, I don't know, animals can eat all kinds of shit we can't eat.
Like what?
Poison berries.
Animals can eat poison berries?
Some of them aren't poison to the animals.
Like what?
I don't know, Tim. I don't even know the names of any poison berries. We're gonna get
Wild Man Steve up in here.
Yeah.
Nutmeg is made by grinding the seeds of a fragrant nutmeg tree. Like, who's grinding seeds?
I mean, it has to have just been, you know, people that were probably literally starving and going like, what else can we eat? Grinding something up and going like, I think that'd be better in something.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something that we can, you know, sustain ourselves through the winter on, though.
Cloves are the flower buds of a tree in the family of, I'm not even
like, that makes sense. Okay. You dry them out, grind them up.
And also, in 1997,
that's when they were
bored
invented?
Teenagers.
Oh, yeah, with smoke
at,
nutmeg.
At ska shows would clove cigarettes under the table at ska shows.
Yeah. Why was it always under the table?
I mean, I'm just thinking of one specific instance. I like the smell of clove cigarettes. But it might just make me nostalgic for ska shows in 1997. When I was like, look, they've offered me one.
Wow.
I'm not cool enough. Yeah. I thought I was not as cool as somebody. I thought somebody was cooler than me at a ska show.
Wow. And you were just shocked.
Which was just like, now I realize there's no hierarchy. We're all on the same level at a ska show.
The rest of society sees us all the same way.
I was the drummer
for
the direct opener to the headliner. Yeah. In most cases.
Yeah, but you still thought somebody smoking clove cigarettes is cooler than you.
Yeah, who wasn't even playing in a band that day. Mm.
Too busy smoking clove cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I remember that being like a rumor that you could smoke nutmeg and it would get you messed up.
Yeah. Maybe the case, huh?
I think that is the case with a lot of stuff where it's like, yeah, if you smoke that, it'll mess you up for 10 minutes.
Like,
it'll also good for you. Yeah, like, and it'll burn your throat and make you feel awful, give you like a terrible headache afterwards. But yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out.
We're like looking down on people doing that as we're actively drinking a drink that we agree tastes a little like puke.
Right.
To get buzzed.
But it's making us feel good.
Yeah.
Tim, I went to a Broadway show last night.
Yeah.
And at one point, the actors, not all of them, but I guess one or two, smoked cigarettes on stage.
Cool.
But then I smelled this. It took like 5 minutes for it to like waft over to me. And then I'm going like, somebody fucking smoking in here? What the hell's going on? I'd already completely forgotten. But then I was surprised because I thought, oh, I mean, it smells like real cigarettes, not... It
might be real cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's a smoker and it's like, oh, during
this... I don't know that you can be a singer on Broadway and be a smoker.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I always, you know, but I've heard that those like herbal cigarettes that they, and not the kind you're thinking, not God's herb.
Yeah.
That they use.
They
that,
say it's God's herb, but that's not true.
I've always heard that the herbal cigarettes they smoke on stage or in TV or whatever.
Smell like shit.
Yeah. And that they don't taste good.
They should smoke cloves.
That you'd be better. I'm sure sometimes they do smoke cloves. Yeah.
We should start smoking cloves.
I think I maybe tried like a pull off of a clove cigarette one time, and I was like, no, I don't like
Someone
this
said
at
it
all.
Pokes holes in your lungs.
Probably not.
But that was a nerd at the ska show in 1997.
I remember it feeling very harsh.
Yeah.
And you know, I
couldn't take it because you got a weak throat.
Yeah, I do have a weak throat, Tim.
I do have a weak throat. Yeah, in practice right there. It's on display.
No, but like by that point, I had smoked a couple of cigarettes as like a bit. And so I knew what a cigarette tasted like. And when I tried a clove cigarette, I didn't like regular cigarettes. But when I tried a clove, I was like, What? And then this doesn't even have nicotine in it? This is stupid. Tastes even worse. I do agree it smells better.
Tom? Mm-hmm. So cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
Yeah.
You want to know what allspice is?
What?
It's known as a Jamaica pepper. It's the dried, unripe berry of a certain mid-canopy tree native to whatever, southern Mexico. Mm-hmm. The name allspice was coined as early as 1621 by the English, who valued it as a spice that combined the flavors of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
What?
So when you say, what is allspice?
It's pumpkin spice.
Fucking pumpkin spice.
Wow.
So the Starbucks is out there being like, ooh, it's pumpkin spice. No, this is allspice. This is allspice. It's been around since goddamn 1621.
Yeah.
Before that, in southern Mexico, like that's when colonizers came in.
That's when Europeans discovered it. Yeah, and certainly the Mexicans hadn't been like, try this. We just came up with it. they've been using it. Now, what do you think the difference would be if they called pumpkin spice flavored things allspice flavored things? If it was of an allspice latte or an allspice beer, certainly help allspice.
Yeah, I think the idea of pumpkin spice and why it's not pumpkin pie spice, while it's not allspice, is that it's like
it just sounds
pumpkin
fall.
Is a fall thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, this is fall. Like allspice, you would think that'd be relevant year round.
Right.
It's all encompassing.
Yeah. Or yeah. The fall, it's pumpkin.
They should call it fall spice.
Tim, edit that part out. We're gonna make $1 billion. We're going to come out with our coffee next fall, and it will be called Fall Spice.
Because Starbucks, they introduced pumpkin spice lattes.
And we'll start saying that pumpkin spice puts holes in your lungs.
There you go. But this is also for teens who want to drink at our table.
Rumor at ska shows. They'll just get around.
But freaking Starbucks, like, this is why fall spice will be superior to pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Oh, I bet it's not even any of those spices.
That, a spice blend that existed for decades, if not centuries, and put it in, they call it, oh, it's pumpkin spice, and put it in, and then these jackasses started assailing them.
Yeah.
You believe this? There's no fucking pumpkin in pumpkin spice lattes. And it's like, yeah, that's not what pumpkin spice is.
Yeah.
But I understand why you guys wouldn't do any research, because why would you do research into this? And understand that pumpkin spice doesn't have pumpkin in it, and we all know that.
Right.
You don't know that.
I didn't. I think I actually didn't really. I think I knew some pumpkin spice things don't have pumpkin in them, but I thought some do.
So, caving to pressure.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks.
Starbucks eventually was like, all right. Well, and they like took out the artificial flavors, which is cool, but like added pumpkin.
Said, all right, we'll seed this, but no unions.
And they put pumpkin in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
And I'm sure it's a nominal amount of pumpkin just so like
they
to stop
say.
The memes of like, you know, if you look at the ingredient list on pumpkin spice, there's no
pumpkin. Do you
think
it's the memes, or do you think it might be some like FDA regulation of like, yeah, technically you're saying it has pumpkin and it doesn't.
If the FDA is planning on having some sort of regulation and you think Starbucks isn't powerful enough to like convince them to overrule that, like, I got a fucking bridge to sell you, Tom Reynolds.
FDA, blown away. What else do I have to say?
Tom, this is straight from the Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you can understand the part that tickled me here. Starbucks.
Sure, will be incredibly obvious.
Starbucks of, Starbucks's director of Espresso Americas, Peter Dukes, said that developers they had a director of Espresso.
Oh, that's what tickled you?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. They're a coffee chain.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean,
you
would think it would fall under somebody else's.
Could you imagine like a Thanksgiving dinner like mm-hmm. your uncle. Be like, well, what do you do? What's your job again? You have these uncles that like don't understand or know anything about you.
Yeah.
And it's fine, whatever.
Yeah, I usually don't understand anything about yeah. what they do.
And it's like, what are you? And then you being like, I'm the director of espresso.
Yeah,
and
but
if it's at Starbucks, that's one.
Right. And it's like, and it bought this mansion we're having yeah. our Thanksgiving dinner in. So if you don't like it, you can get the hell out.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you know, the pumpkin spice. You know what? I'm going to put a fix to that.
And what's the fix?
I'm going to put a little pumpkin in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they put a little pumpkin
just to,
in there.
Just to prove They're to like that rewriting uncle history. Just guy how said, powerful I am.
This fucking guy said, developers realized there was something special around the pumpkin flavor, especially since there wasn't anything around pumpkin at the time. Mm. We were talking about developing the pumpkin right, spice right. latte. The company experimented with different combinations and ratios of pumpkin to spice, mm-hmm. ultimately deciding on a recipe with no pumpkin in it. What you did was take pumpkin pie spice, which yeah. like you go to the freaking Pioneer Woman website. She's got a recipe for it.
Well, I also feel like those
they were
are...
like, let's do something that tastes like pumpkin pie. And like, it's not pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkin flavor is gross. Mm-hmm. We know that. It's Tim, the cinnamon.
You just said it, that everybody who says pumpkin's not good is lying.
No, pumpkin on its own sucks.
All right.
You ever scoop out a pumpkin on Halloween?
Yeah.
Talking about Barf Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, pumpkin is just there
you ever
for.
Make it look like the jack-o'-lantern barfed it out?
No, but I've seen that in like pop culture.
Low class memes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like the pumpkin pie is there. Just, uh-huh. The pumpkin in pumpkin pie is there for structural integrity. We're yeah, there for there, the spice there has blends, to be something baby.
That, yeah. There has to be something that makes yeah. up the majority of the yeah. pumpkin. Yeah, I was going to say, I guess the thing with spice is that, like food sucks without spices, you know, without seasoning. And that's
yeah.
and that's
not all chocolate's fine. But you put salt on chocolate.
Yeah, and it tastes so much better. So there you go. Oh. And that's chocolate. Think about just, you know, like raw meat or raw vegetables.
Can I tell you a secret shameful thing about me?
All right. I'll keep it to myself.
Okay, don't tell anybody.
I won't.
There's this high-end coffee shop near me.
Uh-huh. Oh, don't Tim, if it's like and I've been jacking off in the bathroom every
what?
Day.
No,
I
the
don't
bathroom
hear...
is not open to the public.
Okay.
It might be.
Ever since somebody started jacking off in there every day.
They have a big chocolate chip cookie with sea salt all over this fucking thing. And like a couple weeks ago.
Looks like a goddamn wave washed over this thing.
For a good 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go in there and get that like a pump, like a big, a big chocolate.
Yeah.
Like
Tim's
4 o'clock.
The big chocolate cookie with
his
hands.
How big is this?
I'd say that's the size of like a saucer, you know?
Yeah, a saucer is exactly what it is. It's a mm-hmm. saucer-sized chocolate chip cookie with a ton of sea salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, this is a high-end coffee shop.
Yeah.
This cookie is $4.50.
Yeah, it's not, for, I mean, it looks pretty big.
For 3 solid work weeks, 5 days a week, I went in there at 4 p.m. every day
yeah.
and bought one of those.
Oh, okay, well, that must be pretty good. Does it have chips or chunks?
Chunks.
Yeah, chunks.
But
are
also like a big, like, it's like they just like ripped up like they're big chunks. You know what I'm talking about.
It's like they ripped up like some newspaper and they put that in there too. It's delicious.
That's not what I was saying. Anyway.
But Tim, did you know there was a time when salt was worth more than gold?
Yeah, I know that kind of shit. That doesn't
yeah.
make...
I mean, I guess...
That's $67.50 on chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
in
but
3
do you
weeks.
Regret it?
A little bit. I'm trying to lose weight now. And like now I'm addicted to sugar. Like
yeah.
I've been weaning myself off of sugar.
Right.
Which has been hard Halloween yeah. week also.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
Let alone Halloween month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So spices make things. Salt, I guess it was also very valuable because you could use it to preserve things.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I mean, you know anybody that like makes stuff without like seasoning, and they like kind of don't realize that you need seasoning to make something taste good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I think seasoning came from. Seasoning and spices.
Somebody but I think went, we would like, have evolved not needing that if nobody ground up the bark and the seeds at some point.
No, because I think that happened recently enough in human history that we had already evolved into what we are. And it was just like, oh, this, I don't know, activates different parts of our tongue and it just kind of tastes different. I learned somewhat recently, and you know, it's like one of those things you learn, oh, there's science to that. They've figured that out. And you go, I think that's something everybody instinctively knew. That if you have a bunch of, if you have like a meal with a bunch of different flavors, you'll eat more than if it's just one thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, and that's the way I've always been. Like, one of my favorite meals to have, and actually, I'm thinking about, I haven't done this in a long time, is to go to like a fast food restaurant and just order stuff off the dollar menu. Yeah. And just kind of have a little of everything.
I mean, that's like, that's all one flavor, though.
Yeah, it's like a salt, fat flavor, but still, I find it better. I mean, I've always like Taco Bell. It's like, I don't want three of the tacos. I want different.
You want some variety, right? Like, and we create, like, that's why you like heterogeneity in a...
Hey, variety is the spice of life.
Spices make everything more interesting. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been talking about pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Can I blow your mind for a second?
Okay.
Do you know what? All right. Pumpkin spice recipe is always going to have cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and allspice approximates the flavors of all three of those. Mm-hmm. Looked up some apple spice recipes in the same thing. Okay, like no apples in it. It's got essentially like a cinnamon. Apple pie.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Apple spice is more cinnamon forward.
Cinnamon. Nutmeg, allspice. It's the same fucking thing as pumpkin spice. So like this whole meme of pumpkin spice, they could have called it apple spice and it's the same thing.
Yeah. Now I wonder if that would have, but if that probably they called it, people would have expected sweet.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a marketing thing. Mm-hmm. Like Starbucks has excellent marketers and their director of espresso really knows his fucking shit.
Yeah. He doesn't care what his uncle thinks about him at Halloween. At
or at Halloween, his uncle is the judge of the local.
Yeah, he puts on a big
contest.
Display, so he actually really does care. But like, Thanksgiving, he doesn't care.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, it's like, you have no authority here.
Mm-hmm. Tim, I was looking up. This is from thetakeout.com.
Okay, that's Gizmodo Media affiliated.
Oh, okay.
Site,
this is. They did owned by a bad man. They did a list of the new pumpkin spice things in 2023. Pumpkin spice products.
Okay. And new for this year.
That's what they're saying, but some of these I feel like I've seen before. Yeah. Busch pumpkin spice dog beer. Dog brew, they call it. But
dog
it's,
beer.
Yeah.
And beer, like, for dogs?
Yeah. It's not alcoholic. But I don't know.
Who the fuck's buying this for their dog?
Wouldn't
you be afraid to make your dog sick?
I've seen ads for dog beer at...
What?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a thing that... Because I think people like let their dogs try beer and then the dogs like it. And then they go, well, I can't give you a full beer. That's messed up. Let me get this, a non-alcoholic beer. But you could just get non-alcoholic beer, I would think, and give that to a dog and it'd be fine. Also, don't give weird shit to your dog.
Just give the dogs can drink water.
Yeah. Give it a nice piece of steak, your dog. They'll appreciate that a lot more than pumpkin spice beer. It must be fall. Your dog's not thinking that.
The dog instinctually knows it's fall.
Hefty cinnamon pumpkin spice ultra strong trash bags.
You know what?
It's a nice smell.
It's a nice smell. And it's a fall smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we, you know, you have like your like scented candles that you bring out around the holidays that might be like cinnamon or like Christmas tree scented.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's fine. That's not ridiculous. I feel like
that's one of the ones that people, why
Hefty
I'm saying.
Is in the scented game because it's like overpower the shit trash smell.
Right.
I feel like pumpkin spice might mix with the shit trash smell.
Oh, it might kind of make the trash like smell make it good. Worse. And then you're like, oh, that smells good. But
should I eat
trash.
It? No, I think the opposite. You know how when you go into Friendly's in the back?
I haven't been in a Friendly's in a long time.
You'll know what I'm talking about. And you go into the bathroom and it smells so much like cherries in there where you're like, and this is
wait, what?
And it's artificial cherry flavor smell, and it mixes with the shit and piss, and you're like, well, the artificial cherry flavor makes the piss and shit smell worse.
Yeah, it smells worse than just piss and shit.
Yeah, it's just like, let it lie.
Now, where's that smell coming from? Are you implying that it's just like...
Friendly's is piping it in there.
Okay. It's not coming from that's the bathrooms where they also... store all their maraschino cherries.
Maybe, but I always thought it struck me as an artificial smell.
Krispy Kreme pumpkin spice doggy donuts.
What is all this dog
I
stuff?
Don't know. I think it's just
give your dog food and water.
Yeah.
Please.
And then and little treats.
Yeah. Biscuits. Normal dog biscuits.
Yeah. It's fine, I guess, but you know, they're just trying to market things. They're going, people like this. They're going, oh, I get my dog that.
This isn't a dog specific list that you pull up, right?
No. Okay. The next one is pumpkin spice avocado oil caviar.
It's too many things. That's a hat on a hat, right?
And apparently it doesn't have fish in it.
It's fish eggs.
No, it doesn't have fish eggs either. I think maybe the eggs are made out of avocado oil. It's too much going on.
Yeah.
Way too much going on. Pumpkin spice latte body wash.
All right. Like the latte part of that is irrelevant.
You're not going to smell like a latte. But yeah, if you smell like cinnamon, that's nice, I guess, and nutmeg. I like to smell like peppermint.
Tom, I've been using this peppermint shampoo conditioner combo.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because it's not like wasabi or horseradish where it, you know, clears your sinuses, but it has like a similar, like it goes up a different path.
Yeah.
And so peppermint just smells clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. pumpkin spice latte engagement ring.
Enough of this.
And it's just like a ring that looks like a pumpkin spice latte.
Tom, if I wasn't white, you know what I would say?
What?
White people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a
but we don't get to say that because we're white. Because it's
yeah, you can say it. That's a very white person.
I know, but like, yeah. And like, yeah, I guess we might. There was like a non-zero chance that either one of us would have proposed to our girlfriend
with a pumpkin spice latte ring. I feel like a novelty ring in any. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple
I proposed to my wife with a ring pop.
Right. I mean, I'm sure that this is actually like pretty popular. I don't know what company makes this. Mm. But I'm sure that there's a ton of people where it's like, oh no, that's my girlfriend's identity is that she loves pumpkin spice lattes. So if I get her
which, by the way, I'm not freaking throwing shade at anybody. Yeah. Who's like identity is built around
and I feel like
that
that's
stuff.
What's
like,
gone away.
That's how
that
we
used to
that's
be a
how
thing.
We build our fucking personalities now. Yeah. Like it's fine.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I feel like pumpkin spice is kind of...
I build my personality around, like, knowing the intricacies around, like, the Beatles recordings that happened from 1994 to now. Like,
useful information.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would, like,
who are
same
you to
bullshit.
Judge?
It's just a different...
Well, I was going to say that I think Pumpkin Spice has started to graduate from the people going like, oh, Pumpkin Spice everything, to like, yeah, that's just, you know, the way people aren't going like, oh, there's peppermint flavored everything now.
Yeah.
It's just like, become.
Yeah, it's December. And because we like the smell.
Right. Yeah. People in Christmas time aren't going, why is there so much gingerbread shit? It's just, it's becoming a season. I guess we're not going to have enough time to talk about seasonal things, but I feel like it's just becoming a seasonal thing of.
I don't understand. So you are talking about.
I am. I was going to talk about other things that people consider seasonal and that people
don't
get.
Sorry, we talked about the Beatles for 45 minutes.
People don't get mad about.
Sorry, we cracked each other up by mispronouncing all the Beatles members' names for an hour and a half, so we can't cover the topic.
And the last one I wanted to mention, Tim, the last supposedly new product, Dumpkin Spice Wipes from Dude Wipes.
Oh,
to wipe
cool.
Your butt with. Your butt's going to taste like a PSL. Pumpkin spice
wipe
latte.
Your freaking butt.
I've always thought the whole Dude Wipes thing is, I don't know, very, look, if you want to use wipes, that's fine. Don't put them in the toilet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also it's like, it was very smart to be like, hey, look, bros don't want to buy baby wipes.
Yeah, they want to buy dude wipes. Yeah. We should come out with bro wipes.
Yeah, or like fucking bro, wipe your shit off your fucking ass.
Well, I didn't write it down, but there was some. Oh yeah, the marketing copy of it was like, it smells like cinnamon and nutmeg and other fall shit. I don't want to use wipes on my ass that smell like shit at all. But that's just me.
It cancels it out.
No, it doesn't. It enhances it.
I don't know. It depends if it's a different type of shit smell.
Yeah. You know, Tim, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, it depends on if it's a different, because it might be. And then that's just going to make things worse.
Yeah.
The worst smelling shits have a lot of smells to them.
Right.
The simpler the shit, the less disgusting it is.
100%.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our social media links there, our subreddit, our Discord. It's all happening on those places. Our Facebook, our Instagram, all that. And you can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on Blue Sky at your pal Tim.
If you follow Tim on Instagram... Oh, boy.
Oh, you follow me on Instagram, but, like, I don't post anything on Instagram.
Yeah. You post private things.
I post to close
friends. A lot of dick pics. It's wildly... I see a green circle, and I go, oh, it's only for... Oh, no, it's a dick pic. It's not even your dick. I assume, because it... I mean, it looks different every time you post one.
You look every time, though.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be a picture of, like, a cute picture of my two-year-old son or something.
Right. I'm like, oh, it's Halloween, maybe. Yeah, nope. It's like, once again, tricked.
That'd be a good gag. You can't do that on Instagram, right? Anyway, we got to plug the Patreon.
Patreon.com/complete guide. You get Books of Podcasts, a new episode of Books of Podcasts, a full-length podcast, by the way, if people don't realize that.
Oftentimes longer than this show. Yeah,
oftentimes too long.
Yeah.
But this week we're wrapping up Halloween month by talking about some of these Exorcist movies. We just did four episodes on the Exorcist book that the movies were based on. And you can listen to those. You can listen to all the back episodes of Books of Podcast, patreon.com/complete guide. You can get these episodes early. Yeah. It's unbelievable what's capable now.
It's the technology has evolved to the point where you can listen to a podcast about books.
Sometimes they're up there even before we record them. Do you have any final thoughts on Pumpkin Spice?
Look at this handsome couple. Sure, Fisher Stevens has an ill-advised beard here, but Fisher Stevens and Michelle Pfeiffer.
He's like, got like
look
a,
at this. Look, take that.
Yeah, because otherwise he's got like a early 2000s like rap metal chin strap beard going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but this is 1991 probably.
I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer looks too skinny there.
Yeah.
She's super skinny because you know Fisher Stevens is skinny.
That. Yeah.
But a beautiful woman, beautiful to this day.
Beautiful. It's like, oh, look at this.
Were you going to say inside and out? You don't know anything about her.
I think I downloaded a picture of her.
Tim,
downloaded it again.
Oh, I accidentally made it my wallpaper. Tim is
they reunited at the 47th annual Golden Globes.
Oh, and how long ago was that?
And they both look worse.
Yeah, that's not a recent picture, right?
It's more recent than the one I just showed you.
Right, but that's like an ill-advised like early 2000s, late 90s look to both of them, I feel like. I don't know. Fisher Stevens looked pretty bad.
Oh, my God. No, that says it was 1990.
Okay, they were hot and heavy then.
But this isn't them in 1990.
I don't think that's... I think those are two lookalikes. Are you on one of these lookalike websites?
Yeah, I'm on a lookalike website.
Is that why it keeps downloading? You have it set?
Yeah, I should probably delete these.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll keep them. I'll just set them quickly as my wallpaper.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.